USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First Lady Jill Biden is traveling through Romania and Slovakia this weekend, two countries bordering Ukraine that have taken in hundreds of thousands of refugees. Saturday, the First Lady received a briefing from humanitarian workers. She also thanks the people of Romania for their kindness.
The Romanian people are amazing. To welcome all these refugees into their homes and offer them food and clothing and shelter and give them their hearts. And it's, I think the world knows that. And so
expect to pay more at the pump this weekend. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.27 a gallon. That's up 3 cents from Thursday. The average last year at this time was $2.94 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A federal judge has temporarily suspended Title 42's original expiration date in late May. Title 42 denies asylum claims from many illegal immigrants because of public health concerns like COVID. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul tells Fox Business he believes the border will be overrun when Title 42 ends.
My home state of Texas, we just can't absorb this anymore.
The CDC says Title 42 is no longer needed, and the Department of Homeland Security is working to increase the size of processing facilities and transportation fleets while deploying more Border Patrol agents. The site of a South Florida condo complex collapse will be auctioned off later this month. Bidding will start at $120 million for the May 24th auction. Nearly 100 people were killed when Surfside's Champlain Towers South collapsed last June. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Joe Biden says a tax proposal from Republican Senator Rick Scott could see the end of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. The Republican senator from Florida tells Fox News that his plan is not to get rid of those programs, it's to fix them before they go bankrupt.
Let's fix these programs so they last. People paid into these programs. They paid into Medicare. They paid into Social Security. What the Democrats are doing or what Joe Biden is doing, he just keeps passing the buck and watching these plans go bankrupt.
While certain Medicare and Social Security trust funds are on track to be depleted by 2034, there's still enough tax revenue to continue paying most benefits for decades beyond that. Senator Marco Rubio has proposed a bill to cut off corporate tax deductions for businesses that offer to pay expenses for employees who travel to other states to abort their babies. Big businesses like Amazon, Disney, Citigroup, Lyft, Yelp, Uber, Bumble, and Salesforce have recently announced they would cover such expenses for employees in order to help them circumvent pro-life laws in their home states. The man accused of attacking comedian Dave Chappelle is pleading not guilty. Isaiah Lee is facing 4 misdemeanor charges filed by the L.A. city attorney. The 23-year-old is accused of jumping on stage at the Hollywood Bowl on Tuesday night and tackling Chappelle. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.